I'm pulling out of Atlantic City. You know what that means. It's time for driving back to New York City from a Grand Prix.
Oh my God.
This is a Hipsters of the Coast podcast. This Doom Travelers podcast is brought to you by Hipsters of the Coast, your destination for magic news, strategy, and entertainment. And by Cast Haven, where you can build your magic collection like a pro. Visit casthaven.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Doom Travelers. I'm your host, Rich Stein, and joining me this week for a rousing discussion about modern masters is Dave McNasty McCoy, Matt the Obliterator Jones, and Rob Proposal Culpitz. We'll be playing some control matches in Destiny. Coming off of last week's Iron Banner, we're still craving some more PvP. And we'll be talking about the full spoiler for Modern Masters, which came out on Friday. By now, I assume you've all seen it, digested it, consumed it, memorized it, and then forgot it entirely. So we're going to go around. Dave, what was the one thing you were most surprised about from the spoiler?
I was surprised that the spoiler on Reddit was so wrong.
Yeah.
Something that hasn't really happened in the past couple of years, where something was supposedly kind of spoiled and then completely and utterly wrong.
And it came out like a week before spoilers officially started. Yeah. And it was from a source that had successfully, had correctly spoiled some of the cards from the original Modern Masters, so people thought it was a reputable thing, but they had said things like that the entire cycle of commands, Cryptic Command and Friends, was going to be reprinted, and there were a few other things that they were just completely off about. That was a little unexpected, but again, it kind of
we're home.
Yeah, Exodus Blue. Matt, what was most surprising to you?
That they fucked up the art for Daybreak Cornet. So incredibly, man. Generically and terribly, and it's just disgusting.
The new art for Daybreak Coordinate is not good. Not good at all.
Good at all.
I was, personally, I was shocked that they didn't reprint Serum Visions. Serum Visions seems like such an obvious inclusion, since it's a $9 common. And the fact that it was left out is a little bit shocking. Not so much Damnation. Yeah.
Yeah, some people have argued that along with Path to Exile being a FNM promo, that Serum Visions is going to be the next promo after that one. Because they said there were going to be two modern promos.
Wasn't Serum Visions a promo already?
I have no idea. I don't care about the promo.
I think it was an FNM promo a long time ago.
Yeah, I think there's an alternate version, because I always bought an alternate version. You didn't ask Robert what his biggest surprise was.
Rob, what was your biggest...
All of it.
Well, the whole All thing. Did you even know there was a Modern Masters 2 coming out?
I was surprised that there was a Modern Masters 2 coming out.
Did you know there was a Modern... Did you know there was a Modern Masters 1 from 2 years ago?
I was surprised. I'm surprised about No, I didn't know.
No, because, I mean, I know you don't play Magic regularly, but you know...
No, I'm not even sure what a Modern Masters is. So it's like classic cards or something.
It's a reprint of cards from the modern format. So specifically this set includes reprints of cards from Mirrodin block all the way up through Scars of Mirrodin block. So some nice poetic symmetry there.
Wasted poetic symmetry, but yes.
Sorry, I was trying to shoot somebody. It's a reprint set. So they're trying to bring back cards that are deserving of reprints, but also cards that need to be reprinted for financial reasons. Matt Jones's favorite reason for cards to be reprinted. Synergy be damned, yeah.
See Daybreak Coronet, which is one of two positive enchantments, auras. So nobody's ever going to be using Daybreak Coronet in a game.
Yeah, so this weekend, as Dave and Matt know, I actually went to a Grand Prix. I joined people for Grand Prix Atlantic City, and a lot of us were talking about Modern Masters. So I was talking with Zach Barish and Alex Ullman from Gathering Magic about the limited format and the potential for the limited format. And the interesting thing about the limited format is there's really no linear strategy. Everything's kind of all over the place. There's a few very minor limited strategies, like linear strategies, I should say, like Spirits and Arcane. But for the most part, there's really none of that. And I was a bit surprised, because it means a limited environment that's going to be much more challenging, I think, than the original Modern Masters. What do you guys think?
Dave, go.
You know, we were going over the spoilers on our way back from Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And they're actually, despite the fact that Modern Masters, the original Modern Masters, was kind of on rails, there were 10 archetypes, and they were very distinct archetypes, and there were some synergies, but like it was all about finding your archetype. It seems like Modern Masters 2 is taking an opposite approach to a all reprint limited strategy or limited set. There are some few obvious archetypes like ramp, like five color ramp into Eldrazi, or red, I guess Rakdos aggro, which has some insane Bloodthirst cards. Basically all of the Bloodthirst cards everybody hated to play against in M11
being right reprinted. Right. But like
those
each
are
of these
two most obvious strategies, but the rest just seem to be good cards. Like we're going through the spoiler, and they're all cool cards. You know, there are a lot of cool cards, but they're just not obvious fairies. They're just not obvious giants. They're not just obvious artifacts. You know, and maybe people were just expecting more rails, like Zach said.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the intention on the part of the developers was to make an incredibly complex. If they wanted to make Modern Masters a more challenging limited environment, because that's the audience, right? The intended audience for a set like Modern Masters are people who are really, really engrossed in Magic, not people who are casual players. So I wouldn't be surprised if complex limited was the intent, and I certainly wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people go to time building their sealed pools in Vegas.
Yeah.
Won't, because we're just going to drop and go to Grand Canyon.
What if your pool is like full of junk rares? Wouldn't you wait to get another pool? And then wouldn't you build it just for fun? No? No, Bravo got both heavies. That's not good. We're kind of effed. Anyways.
Wait, so there's no good enchantments to go with Daybreak Hornet?
Nope.
I think there are two negative ones and one positive one.
What the fuck?
Is that synergy be damned, man?
I mean, to be fair, you could totally combo Daybreak Hornet with Splinter Twin if you open both of them, right?
Yeah, that is one of the positive.
In your Boros aggro.
Sounds really good.
Yep. I mean, nobody's going to be first picking either of those, so you might have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's not a whole like Dave said, there's not a whole lot of synergy, and I think at first glance, I think the reaction is going to be fairly negative. I think people kind of want to see linear strategies in their limited environments, and there definitely aren't any. But that's not to say that this won't actually be an entertaining and interesting limited environment. It certainly could be. It's just going to be very different.
Modern Masters 1.
Yeah.
It really is. I don't know, like, this is the first, this is just the second all reprint set that they've done, right?
Yeah. I mean, not counting Tempest Remastered. Or the Vintage Masters. Or Masters Edition 1, 2, 3, or 4. Or the
so I'm completely wrong, is what you're saying.
or the 15 core sets. No, I mean I'm being almost all the core sets were reprint sets, except for until they did start with M10, right? But 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th edition are all reprint sets, and even M10 through 15 are all at least 40% reprints. So, yeah. So I mean, Wizards has a lot of experience with reprints. So
why are people so worried about it then?
Well, some of those
worried about it.
Some of those sets, to be fair, Masters Edition was a fairly awful limited environment. But a lot of the Masters Edition stuff predates New World Order, which is fair. Though it's interesting to apply New World Order to a set like Modern Masters. I wonder if they took the premises of New World Order and then just ramped them up to make it way more complex. It almost reminds me, honestly, it's probably going to be a lot like drafting Time Spiral Block. So Time Spiral, Planar Chaos, and Future Sight. For those of you who don't remember, which I believe is all of you, Time Spiral as a block had something like 6,000 mechanics. I'm not making that up. Future Sight itself had about 30, right? Because Future Sight itself had invented like all these crazy mechanics. Some of which did nothing, like contraptions and assembling. But others were like, there was equipment, there was morph, there was virulent, there were slivers, there was cycling, there was madness, there was kicker, there was, I mean, the list goes on. There were so many mechanics in that block. And I think Modern Masters 2 is going to feel a bit like that. Where your decks are kind of all over the place, and you're rewarded more for being able to just build a deck that's has some kind of game plan and focus and curves out really well. Kind of just the fundamentals of limited. So building a deck that curves well, that has some kind of evasion, some removal, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's what you'll be more rewarded for versus bombs, because honestly, most of the rares are not bombs, right? If you think about a format like Dragons of Tarkir or Khans of Tarkir, there's so many rares that are just so swingy. As I learned this weekend, like a card like Mob Rule. I don't think there's a card like Mob Rule in here. I mean, unless you're going to slam Emrakul.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, honestly, like having gone through the spoiler, I think the fact that Modern Masters 2 doesn't have a Storm archetype basically automatically makes it at base better than Modern Masters 1, because having Storm as an archetype,
yeah,
basically meant there were easily 2 to 3 cards that were useless in every single pack. Like peer through depths, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely useless. Like, at least most, like, the vast majority of the cards in this set can be played in any deck. Even if there's no synergy, like, at least it's playable. Like, Pure Through Depths was just not playable in any deck that wasn't scored.
So. Oh, Dave, we just got rocked.
We did.
You know, I wasn't looking forward to Modern Masters, but hearing what you're saying about it makes me actually think it's pretty awesome.
I mean,
I like use aggressive idea. Strategies, my friend.
I think it's
well, also there's
yeah. Go on, Matt.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of a firefight.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, okay, I think it's yeah, I think it's deceptive, like how interesting it'll be.
Yeah, I hate when people like know the archetype and then you have five people going for the archetype and one of them gets all the good cards first. And I'd rather just have good cards. And try to, like, color, you know, pay attention to my colors.
Yeah.
Drafting well. I mean, actually, it sounds right. More like old Magic than the way current Magic has this, like, very linear, boring, predictable thing where you know what deck everybody's going to have because you could draft these cards with these other cards because that's the way you have to do it.
And yeah, I think...
sounds more interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to... I think that it's going to be a lot more rewarding to people who are able to stick to limited fundamentals as opposed to a format metagame, because I don't see a metagame really emerging. I mean, I'm sure one will, but it's kind of hard to predict beyond what Dave said, right, with the aggro deck and whatnot.
Yeah, those are just regs, normal.
Yeah,
draft,
right, there's always going to be an aggro deck.
And they're so, not
but this Bloodthirst
bombed,
deck seems nuts.
I mean, Bloodthirst decks are always nuts. I mean, we've seen Bloodthirst decks.
Yeah, I mean,
decks.
Given, like, the Bloodthirst deck is very uncommon-oriented. But yeah, there's a potential for some seriously good red and black aggro deck. Anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, we could talk about the artwork for a sec because it's also terrible, as Matt pointed out. Not all. I mean, obviously, a lot of the cards have their original artwork, but plenty of them have new artwork. Most notably, Daybreak Coronet, Vendilion Click, and a few others, I'm sure.
To be fair, the Vendilion Click art was pretty bad.
And at least it was unique in Magic art history, you know, like the Lorwyn art style was definitely at least appreciated for its the fact that it was different from everything else.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, Gabe. It's hard to not be cranky when you're an artist and shit doesn't look the way you want it to all the time.
Isn't it great how everybody's making selfie stick art now? That's just like my favorite Magic art meme. The new Vendilion Click is clearly using a selfie stick. Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh yeah. If you the fairy on the right side of the image has a staff that's pointing out of the picture. It probably has a camera on the end of it.
You know, there's one sculpture that's at the Louvre that looks like an angel or something holding up a cell phone and taking a selfie, and in front of it, there's usually a line of people that stand in front of it holding, you know, their camera or their phone to take a selfie. And it's like that sculpture's purpose has been totally, totally altered as a result of selfies being a thing. It's really, really funny. But yeah, okay, so Daybreak Coronet. I was just wondering why it sucks, because in my article that you have probably already read, because this comes out after my article.
I have read your article like 50 times. Matt, I want you to know.
It's probably one of the few articles that you could read 50 times. I'm not very clear on why I hate it so much.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I hate it because in the original one, and this is true of most early Magic art, it's like left to be a little ambiguous according to, like the art's ambiguous. So it looks sort of like Jesus. It looks, you know, there's a style to it that isn't sort of across the board Magic the Gathering art style, you know, like it looks like an expressionist painting, like Kirchner painted it or something, and you know, it's unique and interesting. Also, the border is different, but then obviously they're not going to make the Daybreak Coronet border the same as it was when it was originally printed in Future Sight. Is that right? And the new way that it's painted, or probably done on a computer, which again, I'm not like super anti-computer art, but you gotta choose your medium that best fits what your idea is. And it's, I like that they tied it to a Johnny, like that makes sense to me also, but it's just this real dynamic pose. And the coronet isn't the center of it anymore. The fucking stupid story character is the important thing. And I don't think the magic narrative is particularly interesting. And I don't think that making Daybreak coronet on top of Johnny's head is going to make it any more interesting, especially if you use a really generic painting style mixed with a really generic faux dynamic pose. And then on top of that, you give him this ridiculous scarf that looks like it's hanging him from outside, from the corner of the frame of the image. It's just, like, endlessly bad. And scene.
Well, I appreciate the amount of thought you've put into just how bad the art is.
Look at the coronet.
To me, it just looks... I honestly feel that the biggest failure of the art is that it's supposed to be Daybreak Coronet, but the clear focus seems to be a scarf. And it feels like
everybody up on A. I just killed their team. It was amazing. Continue,
like,
sorry.
No, like, is it like I think people are just gonna call it Daybreak Scarf is all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Is it a Johnny? Because the first time I saw it, I definitely thought it was Brimaz.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be
Brimaz. Sorry, you're right. You're
okay.
Right. I'm like lion character racist. I don't know.
Lion character. They're called Leonin, thank you very much. Not lion
sorry,
character.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's all the Leonin out there. but I like that they're trying to tie these characters in. I just don't. I just know. Literally no faith in the characters inside Magic the Gathering. Like, I still don't care about any of them. I think they're all super generic and cheesy, and they have absolutely no depth. And I don't know why I would want a card that has just this guy that I just don't care about in it, representing something that already looked freaking beautiful and very interesting. Like that original Daybreak Coronet. When you suit up a slippery bogle with that thing, you're making this stupid little round thing with two legs and his tongue sticking out, like into Jesus. And
how glad are you that they didn't reprint Boggle with terrible art?
And you were part of that thread, or I was talking to you on Facebook about it. I couldn't be happier. Could not be happier that they didn't reprint slippery bogle art with some shitty, awful, awful art.
Yeah, that would have been pretty bad.
Especially, I just got all my Schluck Trigger bootses, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're all in German, they're all beautiful, and now I have to deal with a bunch of really ugly, 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 ugly.
You should have come to the Grand Prix and played Legacy with me and Tim.
Nah, I went to, I had a beautiful time in D.C., going to a Washington Nationals game and to the National Gallery of Art and looking at amazing paintings.
Well, that's good.
Sorry, Legacy. Anyway, Dave, do you have any opinions about the art?
Anything that I say about the art will be very generic complaints about magic art.
Hey!
Successfully added to the conversation.
Excellent.
Robert, well, do you have anything to say about the art of Modern Masters 2?
I trust you, Matt Jones.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Oh, man. Well, we will...
But yeah, I'm not looking forward. I'm not as anti-playing as I was when we started this podcast. Like, I actually think I'm sort of excited about it.
But you're not excited to have to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not excited to look at it, but I'm excited to play.
Well, Modern Masters comes out in a few weeks, and Grand Prix Las Vegas and Utrecht and Chiba will be later this month, and we'll all find out. And thanks to the fact that the boxes are so expensive, maybe you'll get to draft it once. So I guess this is the part where you arrive back in New Jersey and I don't know. I'm running out of things to say because I don't know how to turn this thing off anymore.
Hey Guardians, thanks for tuning in to the Doom Travelers Podcast. You can find more at doomtravelers.com or follow at Doom Travelers on Twitter for show updates and other nonsense. Make sure to subscribe to Hipsters TV on YouTube for videos of our previous episodes, and don't forget that you can find audio-only versions of the Doom Travelers Podcast on iTunes. For your host, Rich Stein, and Matt the Obliterator Jones, I'm David Bones McCoy. See you next time. Nothing past, William.